The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus came to a town of Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of land that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there. Jesus, tired from his journey, sat down there at the well. It was about noon. A woman of Samaria came to draw water, and Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." His disciples had gone into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How can you, a Jew, ask me, a Samaritan woman, for a drink? For Jews use nothing in common with Samaritans." And Jesus answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God and who is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." And the woman said to him, "Sir, you do not even have a bucket, and the cistern is deep. Where then can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us this cistern and drank from it himself with his children and his flocks?" Jesus answered and said to her, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I shall give will never thirst. The water I shall give will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I may not be thirsty or have to keep coming here to draw water. I can see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you people say that the place to worship is in Jerusalem." And Jesus said to her, "Believe me, woman, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You people worship what you do not understand. We worship what we understand, because salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming and is now here when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. And indeed, the Father seeks such people to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth." The woman said to him, "I know that the Messiah is coming, the one called the Christ. When he comes, he will tell us everything." And Jesus said to her, "I am he, the one who is speaking with you." Many of the Samaritans of that town began to believe in him. When the Samaritans came to him, they invited him to stay with them, and he stayed there 2 days. Many more began to believe in him because of his word, and they said to the woman, "We no longer believe because of your word, for we have heard for ourselves. And we know that this is truly the Savior of the world." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
My friends, this is truly a beautiful gospel that Deacon Brian just read for us this morning. And we just heard that both Jesus and this Samaritan woman were talking about, first of all, drinking water. But this gospel is certainly more than that. This conversation that we hear was also not just about the Samaritan woman, but it's about also you and I as well. And Jesus, as he was traveling toward Jerusalem, he could have taken another route on his journey that day, but he was tired, he was thirsty, and so he passed through this Samaritan town. And remember, back in the days of Jesus, it was not the custom ever for a Jewish person to speak to a Samaritan. Why? Because the Jewish people thought all the Samaritans were foreigners, they were unclean. So there are two things actually that surprise this woman. First of all, that Jesus would be coming there to the well, not carrying any kind of utensil or any container for water. And number two, that Jesus, whom she knew to be a Jew, would be speaking ever to her because she was a Samaritan. And notice it was noontime that the woman was there at the well. That was the hottest time of the day, when no one would ever come to draw water. And the woman, notice also, she was there all alone. And perhaps being shunned by others because of her life's history, of course, Jesus knew why she was there alone. And Jesus knew she was hurting, that she was a broken lady. And had we read the longer form of the gospel today, you would have heard how Jesus on that day asked her about her husband. And what did she say? She says, "I do not have a husband." And Jesus said back to her, "You have had five husbands, and the one you have now is not your husband." Jesus knew that she was really a hurting, broken lady living in sin. And so in their conversation, Jesus told her, if she drinks any of that water from the well, that she's going to be thirsty again. But if she drinks the kind of water that he could give her, that she will never thirst. And it is the water of Jesus, of course, as he said, it is welling up into eternal life. It's God's grace. It's his love. It's his life in our hearts. All is giving us the wonderful gift of forgiveness. And my past life, and we are all thirsting actually for love, for understanding, for mercy from God. And sometimes our throats, I should say, become parched with indifference or selfishness or maybe cruelty or jealousy, you name it. But we all thirst for what only Jesus can offer us, and that is wholeness, fullness of life with God's grace. And we find all of this not at like the woman did, like she thought she would at the well, but from a deeper cistern, if you will. That's from the very person of Jesus. And put simply, when you and I encounter Jesus, it changes everything. And so, and later on in the gospel, she began to realize who Jesus really was. And if she had learned more about him, she may have heard about some of his great miracles, how the blind started to see, the dead were being raised up, lame people started to walk. Anyone who was a sinner meeting Jesus, they were forgiven totally. So the amazing thing here is just wanting some drinking water. This dear lady, whom Jesus saw the goodness in her life, as he does in every person, her life was transformed. And for you and me, conversion in life is not just a one-time event. It's a work in progress, actually, as we, for example, are continuing with our spirit of Lent. We live in a broken world where we need always to keep praying for an end to wars and for peace, God's peace, not only to come into the world, but above all, for his peace to come into our heart. It was just 2.5 weeks ago that some of us were marked with those ashes. And ashes are always a sign of how much we are in need of the Lord, that we're thirsting always for God's grace. And Jesus, as you know, keeps giving us that gift of his loving water in the Holy Eucharist, like you are receiving today, or in the power of the Holy Spirit who lives within our hearts each and every day of our life. And above all, when we know that we have fallen down some way, Jesus gives us that living water in the sacrament of reconciliation when we go to confession. So that's the beautiful news and reminder to us all today that Jesus always, always provides for us. He never, never lets us go away thirsty.